The Pennsylvania-based D. Landreth Seed Company is an American institution. It dates back to 1784, the year Benjamin Franklin invented bifocals, the year the Revolutionary War officially ended. In other words, a long time ago. But the oldest seed house in America is now facing financial trouble, and this spring could be its last. Barbara Malera and her husband borrowed $1 million to buy the company in 2003. Even though business improved by more than 50% every year since 2007, they still can't repay two of their investors, so they're now suing Landreth. So how did the oldest seed company in the country get into this position? Landreth CEO Barbara Malera explained to Robin Young.
We heard about your financial plight from our good friends at the show Living on Earth, who'd talked to you in the fall, and at that time they said you weren't going to last another month. And now here you are again not lasting another month. What's going on?
In the fall, through a court order, one of the investors had been able to scarf all of the funds from our operating account. And so we literally had no money to pay even payroll or anything like that or to keep the lights on. We were able, by selling our catalog, to open up another bank account and to continue to pay payroll, and that has sustained us up until the present time. It's not that we're going to go out of business in 30 days, but sometime in the next 3 months to 6 months, we will have to go before a judge, and the judge will determine whether the assets of Landreth need to be sold off in order to satisfy these creditor debts, or whether Landreth is a viable enough entity that the judge will give us a payout schedule and over a long period of time will pay back the note holders that we owe money to.
Boy, this is two things. It's a cautionary tale about buying a business, and it's also a story about, you know, what the loss would be if this seed company goes. Start there. What are some of the contributions of Landreth?
Landreth introduced the United States to the zinnia, one of America's most beloved flowers, in 1798. It actually introduced most Americans to tomatoes when it sold seed for the very first time in 1820. The spinach that you buy at the grocery store today and the spinach that you grow in your gardens is something called Bloomsdale Longstanding. That was a spinach developed by Landreth in 1826.
And it also played a pivotal role in African-American history. Again, we heard this on the program Living on Earth, because of the seeds that traveled south?
Well, it's because of the seeds that the African-Americans brought either from Africa or from the Caribbean, where most African-American slaves spent a fair amount of time before they were brought into the United States. Those seeds collected by African-Americans were preserved by companies like Landreth and offered for sale to the public for many, many, many decades.
Well, in fact, the son of the founder of Landreth, we understand, was very appreciative of people who brought seeds from other countries and trying to catalog them.
He absolutely was. David Landreth II was a bit of a Renaissance man, and he not only tried very hard to preserve the seeds that were important to Americans in the early 18 and mid-1800s, but he also brought many, many seeds into this country, seeds, plants, and shrubs from around the world. In 1852, he accepted a contract from the federal government to supply seeds for the Commodore Perry historic voyage to Japan, and it was Landreth seeds, gifts from the American people to the people of Japan, that helped to open Japan and to make Japan understand how sincere a people we were.
I mean, when you start digging, no pun intended, when you start digging into seeds, it's incredible. You know, the contribution they make to countries as they grow and sort of defining how countries will grow. And here you have the seed company. When you first took it over, we understand in 2003 it had been owned by the same family. They were still doing accounting on index cards, and you found some old bound copies of catalogs. It's a treasure trove. Why?
Robin, it was a treasure trove. When we took over the company, we were given several very old, dirty, dusty cardboard boxes. In those boxes was a collection of original Landreth catalogs that went back to 1839. We have been told there's no other collection like that in the world, a collection, an almost continuous collection of catalogs over a period of 150 years from the same source, nursery or seed house. That treasure trove of catalogs is loaded with agricultural and horticultural information, much of which has been lost. And what we do through our catalogs is help to dispense that information to the American public to, in a word, re-educate them because of all of the craft and trade learning that's been lost when it comes to agriculture and horticulture.
Well, so now what happens now? Here you are in this financial hole. You're trying to sell packets of seeds. You're trying to sell seed catalogs. You've got people backing you like Charles Landreth. His father was the last to work for the family firm. Who else are you being supported by?
The entire American public, and that's not an overstatement. As we've made our plight known throughout this country, we have had orders and heard from people in every single state in this union. We've also heard lovingly from people in Canada and Mexico and Belgium and Great Britain. They're not even Americans, and they say, please, please don't go out of business. Here's my $5 for a catalog.
Well, but is that, you know, if that's the problem, are you going to be able to make it? And if you don't, what happens?
The answer is, at this point, I don't know whether or not we're going to be able to make it. In a worst-case situation, a judge from a court in Pennsylvania will rule that all the assets have to be sold off. All the seed inventory will be sold, the equipment will be sold, the catalogs will be auctioned off, and for all intents and purposes, the company will disappear. What we are hoping is that because you say, well, it's a $5 catalog, and you're right, Robin, it is $5 against $1 million debt that's not even, they're not even in the same universe, but what each $5 purchase does is it's another statement that this company can be a viable entity, that there are people who will buy our products once they know that the company exists. Our problem is we're so tiny, nobody knew we existed. Once people know we exist, they want to buy our products, they're happy with our products, and so that demonstrates to a court and a judge that we are a viable entity with a product that can be sold.
All right. Well, in the meantime, if somebody wants to buy some seeds, what do you recommend? I'm on your website. I see the Jerusalem artichokes have arrived.
Yes.
Two different varieties, White Fuso and Stampede.
Yes.
I mean, what else can you get here that's maybe can't get anywhere else or represents the history of the company?
If someone really wanted something special and they're just getting into this, the thing I would absolutely recommend is to grow a ground cherry. It's an incredible little plant that grows completely flat and produces these little husk cherries. They look like a tomatillo, but they're much smaller, and they are unbelievably sweet. It's a great plant to grow with children. It's a great plant to grow with older adults. It's a great plant to have in your garden, and it grows incredibly well in containers. All you need to have is full sun. So if I was going to recommend one thing to a broad base of gardeners, it would be that ground cherry.
Barbara Malera, CEO of the 228-year-old D. Landreth Seed Company, which is struggling to make it. We wish you well.
Thank you very much, Robin.